into my car.
Hello, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.05 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to Flies by Aubrey Key. Talk about that in a bit. But welcome to Foxtrot. Woo! Second show of the semester. If you don't know, my name is Noah. I host the titular Foxtrot. And today I have a very special guest. If you want to introduce yourself to the audience.
Hello, world. Oh my gosh. Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm so unbelievably honored to be a guest on Foxtrot today. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. fun fact, Sarah and I met on our wilderness orientation our freshman year. And we're still friends to this day.
This is true. And Noah was one of the first, I think you were in the first five people I ever met at Tufts.
I think I'd say you're top 10. I don't know if you're five for me.
Oh.
Sorry, I just meet a little bit more people.
Oh, no, no, it's fine. No, yeah, yeah, it's okay. No, it's, no, I get it.
Anyway, Sarah's going to be joining us, us as in, you know, the listeners.
The community.
And yes, the community. Yeah. Gila Kadosha. she's going to be joining us for this hour, talking about the music we play. Maybe she'll play a tune or two.
I probably won't. It'll probably be vetoed, but.
It's likely. But anyway, she's going to be saying some stuff. So, again, we just listened to Flies by Aubrey Key. Fun fact about Aubrey Key, he is from South Carolina, where I'm from. It's fun.
Represent.
Yeah, represent. He's from the upstate. I think, like, he's from Union, which I want to say is, like, 40 minutes from where I live. But he plays in Greenville a lot, where I am from. I've never seen him, but I know he exists in the circuit that is the Greenville music scene, which is not very big.
You're really repping Greenville today. Got the Greenville sweatshirt.
Yeah, what can I say?
Opening with the South Carolina artist.
You know, one day I think I'm going to do like a South Carolina show, but I need to find more South Carolina artist for that. That'll happen one day. So what were your thoughts on Flies by Aubrey Key?
Personally, I was a fan. A fun fact about Noah and I is our music taste could not be more different, but I really, really enjoyed that. So we're off to a strong start. You can't see Noah, but he's pumping his fist in victory right now. Oh, he's Millie rocking.
That was a lie.
Just kidding. He's not Millie rocking. He would never do that. He doesn't know how to Millie
rock. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, we got some more music to play. We'll be chatting. We'll be hanging out. I hope you enjoy. And without further ado, here's some more music. All right, see you in a bit.
Biting my clothes to keep from screaming. Taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it. I want to close my head in the car door. I want to sing this song like I'm dying.
Yeah. So
Welcome back. We just listened to Burglar by Honey Glaze, and just before that was Something Soon by Car Seat Headrest. Again, if you're just joining us, it's Foxtrot. My name's Noam, the host, but we got a guest here. Good buddy, Sarah. So we're going to run through those tracks. First, Something Soon by Car Seat Headrest. That's from the album Teens of Style, released, like, I don't know, 2017, I think. It's not really a new album, though. He just kind of, like, remakes. It's just remakes of a bunch of his songs that he used to record in his car, hence the name of the band. And, I don't know. I'm a big fan of that one. I like how it still kind of has that lo-fi feel with the vocals, but it kind of has sharper instrumentals. So it's a nice sort of remaster. I think it's a nice ode to the lo-fi style of Car Seat Headrest that I think the remastered Twin Fantasy does not do as much. Which, don't get me wrong, I like Twin Fantasy. But Sarah, what were your thoughts?
I have none. I have no thoughts. I liked it, but I have no thoughts.
I will say Sarah was actively jamming until I said this was Car Seat Headrest, and then she stopped immediately.
I'm just anti-Car Seat Headrest, just on principle.
Do you want to unpack that?
No.
Like, I get it. The hardest part about being a Car Seat Headrest listener is saying you're a Car Seat Headrest listener. And I will say, I think now that I'm generally happier than I was, I think I listen to them a lot less. Which is a truth. That's how I feel about a lot of music. Like, Modern Baseball. You know who Modern Baseball is?
I've heard the name. Fun fact about me and Noah, and I know I already said this, is that there is actually zero overlap between the kinds of songs we listen to up until last week when he started listening to Kevin Carl.
Kevin Carl's pretty good. I'm not playing Kevin Carl today, unfortunately.
Oh, but you should.
Maybe. We'll see. Maybe we'll freestyle.
And ooh, we'll get a little crazy. Play some Kevin Carl.
We'll get a little crazy. But, no. I like the Car Seat Headrest song. I like Car Seat Headrest in general, although prayers for Will Toledo, who apparently has been sick for like half a year now, apparently. I hope he doesn't die. Because every single update from him is just like, I'm not able to leave my house and I can't go to this one festival. And you're like, I hope you're okay, man. Okay, that's besides the point. The next song we listened to was Burglar by Honey Glaze. I know nothing about Honey Glaze except that this is a song that exists right now. I think it was like recommended to me a few months ago. But I don't know. I'm a fan. What are your thoughts, Sarah?
About Honey Glaze?
About the song Burglar by Honey Glaze.
Oh. I've never heard it, but I bet I'll love it.
We just listened to it.
Wait, what? I thought we just listened to Car Seat Headrest. Oh, the second song.
We listened to two songs.
You're right. I'm not gonna lie. I thought they were the same song. That's on me, though. I was just jamming. Can't a girl jam these days and not realize they're different songs?
Sarah was jamming, I will say. Although the vocals were completely different.
No.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of the, you know, going back to my classical music education, I like the ABA form of the song. Maybe it's ABAB? I don't know. But
I thought it was ABAB, personally.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure, actually.
I love the little back and forth of the... The guitar is really good in that song, too. Again, I know nothing about Honey Glaze, but album it was released from was from last year. So, you know, for all I know, it was one of the better albums of 2022. Who knows? Well, Sarah, do you have any other thoughts before we listen to some more music?
No, I don't think so.
Sarah...
I'm ready to go.
Sarah is ready to get a move on. She's ready to turn on her motor. I don't know why I spoke for
like
you
that.
Like that.
No, I saw the vision.
Okay. But we got some more music to listen to. We got a Foxtrot favorite artist coming up. That's a title I just came up with this second, but... That's besides the point. We have more music to listen to, and we'll be back soon. And in the meantime, enjoy whatever you're doing, and let's have fun.
The far by the creek, and he meets Most of the snow's melted, it's just lumps of ice and plastic bags strewn in the yard. I'd go and get us a bottle of wine, but I'm pretty sure that they caught. Lansing is ugly, it smells like a bus, but it's better than where we came from. And you're the only girl I can talk to. You're the only other girl from back home. You got a job and he got me one too, and we hated our jobs pretty bad. There was this one boy we both thought was cute, this Hessian dishwasher named Chad. And I took him home knowing you liked him first, and you cussed me out on the phone. Now you won't even talk to me, and you're the only other girl from back home. Passing through town, he said this junior took gasoline cans, and she burned our old high school down. And I ran to find you, I looked everywhere, though he said to leave you alone. But you're the one person that I thought should know. You're the only other girl from back home. You're the one single person I wanted to tell. We're the only two girls from back home.
Okay, welcome back. We just listened to The Only Other Girl from Back Home by Advanced Bass. And just before that, we listened to New by Alex G., a foxtrot fave, as I self-proclaimed earlier today. Sarah, what are your thoughts on that first song, the Alex G one?
Alex G is consistently, or whenever you've showed me music of yours, Alex G is the only one that I've consistently liked. I was also a particular fan of this one for its banjo feature, which is always a plus in my opinion. So I was pro.
No, I'm a big fan of Alex G in general. I saw him live. What was it? November? In November, I want to say? With our friend Grace.
Shout out Grace.
Shout out Grace, who's in class right now. But, no, it was a great show. I've talked about it before, but that was the one I did a different time, so I'm going to talk about it again. He played Freebird and read the lyrics on his phone, which I thought was really fun. And he played Bobby, which is my favorite Alex G song, so... But yeah, no, I really like New by Alex G, the one we just listened to. It's from a very underrated Alex G album, in my opinion. Rules. I feel like it does not get enough love. Especially with, not to be annoying, but like with the TikTokification of Alex G. I feel like a lot, like, people only pay attention to Trick and Treehouse, and it's like, he has so much better music out there. And
I feel like we're on very different sides of TikTok.
You've totally heard an Alex G song on TikTok before.
I don't think it's
Treehouse. You know, heard Treehouse on TikTok?
I feel like all of my TikTok is just like, it's like animal videos and like people telling me my future.
What are they
and
saying?
Like the, and like clips of movies that have like Marble Run playing in the back.
Wait, what do they say about your future?
They're like those tarot card ones where it's like, someone with the letter N in their name is coming into your life.
Wow.
Or so you're going to guest host on someone's radio show.
Okay, wait, but don't... Like, so I've seen those videos before, too, and I think they're all so dumb. Because there's like 500,000 people liking them. It's like there's no way.
Of course they're dumb, but do I watch every single one? Yeah, 100%.
See, I do that with dumb things too, but there are some things where it's like I can't do it.
Honestly, the ones that really get me are like the clips of television shows broken up into like 17 parts. You have to go to their account.
With like Family Guy.
Yeah, or like honestly for me, it's mainly like medical dramas. Really? I've never actually seen Grey's Anatomy, but the number of, like, clips of Grey's Anatomy that I've seen just on my TikTok For You page is like, pretty substantial.
My For You page used to have TV shows, too, but I made it a point to, like, scroll past it as soon as I saw it so I'd get it off. It's worse now. But
maybe if I did that, then I would get
Yeah,
Alex
maybe
G.
if you had a little bit more dedication. I mean, you've totally heard an Alex G song on TikTok.
Probably.
But that's not the point. Anyway, listen to Rules by Alex G. It's a good Alex G album. Listen to it. The next song we listened to was The Only Other Girl From Back Home by Advanced Bass. I think it's a quaint little song. I love the little interlude with the instrumental section. I think it's... Quaint is honestly the best word I can use to describe it.
I would agree with that.
It's a nice little song about a lost friendship. I don't know. I think we can all relate to it. excuse me. what were your thoughts, Sarah?
Sorry, I was just still caught up on the a fun fact about Noah is Noah doesn't get the hiccups. Noah just has one singular violent hiccup every so often. We have this theory that he sold his soul to the... Can I say that on air?
Yeah. It's too late now.
We have this theory that he sold his soul to the devil to become good at piano, and the consequences that he had one violent hiccup every hour, but couldn't tell anybody. So he's just looking at me with a blank face because he can't say
anything. I will say, if that hypothetically were true, and I'm speaking on purely hypothetical terms, because this is hypothetical, not real, it's hypothetical, but if it were true, hypothetically, it'd be worth it. That's all I'll say on the matter. I don't really want to speak on it any longer.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah, do it. To my haters, do with that what you will. You will never overcome me. Speaking of which, Sarah, do you smell that?
I think I do smell
you
that.
You smell that?
What is that? What does that smell?
It kind of smells like a PSA.
Oh.
Do you know where that's coming from?
What's this under the... Oh, hold on.
Huh?
Oh, this is an announce. Oh, the Tufts University Art Gallery.
Wow.
Where I coincidentally happen to work on Tuesdays from 2 to 5.
Wow.
Wow. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and arts discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. Mm. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you.
Wow, that was a speedy pizza.
Gotta get the people through the PSAs so they can listen to what really matters.
The public has been served, I can confidently say.
Believe you me, the public has been served.
Via this announcement, the public feels hopefully served.
Public, consider yourself served.
Is the public?
I think the public
a dish
is...
on a arm of a waiter?
Yeah, take your time. Yeah,
because I think it's been served. That was probably wrong. Okay.
No, I think I saw the vision.
We'll stop talking now. We got some more music to listen to. We're about halfway through the hour. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm having a good time. Sorry, you've been a good time.
I'm having the best time.
A blast. So we got some more. We got some Mac DeMarco to listen to and some more songs after that. And we'll be back in a jiff. All right. Hope you enjoy.
Gone away my heart.
Whoa, Squeak. Welcome back.
I think it was my chair. Sorry.
Yeah. We just listened to L Over by U.S. Girls. And just before that was A Heart Like Hers by Mac DeMarco. I'm a big fan of that Mac DeMarco song. I feel like that's how I introduce every song. I'll be like, I'm a big fan of, but what can I say? I'm on the ceiling the way that I'm a big fan of a lot of music. But no, I really like that Mac DeMarco song. I like that whole album. It's called Another One. I think it's underappreciated in the Mac DeMarco catalog. There's one song that I hate on that album, which I feel like it's just like, you know the song where it's like, build me up, buttercup baby, just to let me down. Okay, I got the lyrics wrong, but the tune, you know, where it's like, just to mess me, like that song.
Wait, did you say that's on a Mac DeMarco
album? No. Oh. I'm saying, you know that song in general.
Oh,
he
yeah.
like... It's like a weird song where it just feels like he just rips it off. And like, surely someone's addressing this and no one has. And it's so weird to me. Like, it's not like it's a cover. It's not like the words are exact or anything. But it's like almost the same melody and like the same like lyrics. And you're like, this is so weird. I hate it. But, sorry, I just had to get that off my chest. Sarah, what did you think of that song?
Thank you for sharing that. I really thought you meant Mac DeMarco's song, Build Me Up Buttercup. And I was like... No, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh, no, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh, I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah.
I was saying, personally, I took a little walk during those two songs. I got to tour the studio. I've never been in here before, but I really like it. Got to look at some of the records on the walls. A lot of graffiti on the ceiling. For those of you that have never had the pleasure of being in here, it's a wonderful space. There's an air conditioning unit, something I don't have. So, honestly, I'm having a great time. Loving the music, loving the AC. Life is good. Noah just hiccuped again.
A glowing review of the music. Right after that Mac DeMarco song, we listened to L Over, which kind of looks like Lover, but it's called L Over. You get it. By U.S. Girls. I know nothing about U.S. Girls, the band.
No one knows a lot about U.S. Girls, the people.
Hi, Shay.
Hi, Shay. Hope you're listening from Vermont. Does she even get surely. Access to this from...
Yeah.
I guess you can find it online.
Go to the website. Yeah. Anyway.
Website.
No, that song is on my Discovery Weekly last week, I think. And I think it's fun. It reminds me of the story from the Old Testament with Moses and the rock.
Moses and the rock.
No. Where God's like... Hey, the rock's gonna give you water, and then Moses hits the rock, and God's like, I didn't tell you to do that, and then he gets punished for it. No, because then the lyrics like, have you ever tried to get love out of a stone? And it's like, you know, makes me think about getting things out of rock objects. It's a reach, I know.
Noah's taking a class on King David this semester, and he keeps telling me things about it, and it sounds fascinating, but I have never read the Bible, so... I don't understand any of these references.
It's a fun class.
But I appreciate... No, I appreciate you telling me that.
If you're at Tufts University, I encourage you to take the story of King David when it becomes available again. But, that's for another day. Anyway, I like that song. I like the L Over song name. That's not the point. Okay. We got some time left, so we're gonna listen to some even more music. We're gonna listen to kind of a long song coming up next. It's a doozy, but I hope we all enjoy it. I'm gonna enjoy it, so... All I ask is that you enjoy it, too. And we'll be back in a little bit. Okay. goodbye for now.
Just mess up and face and thrust us imposed in all. just a little while. I feel I must be wearing my welcome. I must be moving on. For my intentions, for good intentions, I could have loved you, I could have changed you. I wouldn't be so, I wouldn't feel so consumed by selfish thoughts. I'm sorry if I seem self-effacing, consumed by selfish thoughts. It's only that I still love you deeply. It's all the love I've got.
My chair is so squeaky. Oh my god.
You heard it here first. Sarah's chair is squeaky. We just listened to Age of Odds by none other than Sufjan Stevens.
Who Noah talks about constantly, and this is the first time I've heard a Sufjan Stevens song.
That is a lie.
When have I heard a Sufjan Stevens song?
Have you seen Call Me By Your Name?
No.
Never mind then. I feel like I've played Sufjan before for you.
Why? We never give you aux.
That's a lie. I'm always given aux. People trust me. I feel like you get aux less than I do.
Yeah, because people hate my music even more than they hate yours.
No, I've been batting 1,000 recently.
What was the last time you were given aux? Like, besides your radio show.
Like a few days ago at Grace's.
Oh, yeah, but those were like quaint vibes. You deserved aux then. I'll give you that.
Yes. Anyway, I love that Sufjan song. It comes off the album of the same name, so that's the title track, The Age of Oz. People don't like that album enough. I wouldn't say I'm the biggest fan, but those first three tracks are just so good. And this is one of those first three tracks. I mean, this song's a doozy. Don't get me wrong. But, this song is what I'd call orchestral. Like, it has an orchestral vibe. Like, I feel like a lot of times people will hear a song with like two violins and they're like, oh my god, I love the orchestra on the back, and it's like, no, that doesn't count. This song, you hear the horns, you hear the violins, I mean, it's nuts. And it's got the electronic aspect too, which I love, because Sufjan can do anything, and you can quote me on that. Sufjan can do anything.
Oh, I'm writing that down.
Yeah, good. You're gonna want it.
You're gonna want to write that down.
Yeah, real. Fun fact, I actually got my favorite Sufjan album, Illinois, on vinyl for Hanukkah this year, which I'm stoked about. I listened to it for the first time on vinyl, the other week, and it rocked, I can confidently say. But, no, Age of Oz, I'm not gonna say equally good album, but, good album, yeah. So, Foxtrot is coming to a close, for this week. I hope you all enjoyed, I know I did. Sarah, thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you so much for having me. Fortunately, my French class was canceled, and so I was able to be here today.
Yeah, what's your French professor's name?
Brenna Heitzman. Brenna Heitzman, if you're listening, I'm really sorry that your kid is sick. I hope they have a speedy recovery, but I do appreciate you canceling class, because it meant I could be here, and it meant I didn't have to spend another hour and a half in Olin.
You're also more than welcome to come on the show. This is a formal...
We would be happy to have you.
This is a formal Foxtrot invitation. Click.
Click.
No, but again, if you missed it, my name's Noah. I'm the usual host of Foxtrot. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m., play some music that I think is fun and or interesting and or good. Not all the time all three, but a lot of the times I think at least two of those. So, you know, come on down. Listen whenever you have the time. I enjoy the company. I hope you enjoy the company. I love playing some tunes for y'all. And, Sarah, do you have any parting words before we get the show on the road?
To all my fans out there, I just want to say hello. I want to thank Noah for giving me this platform to share my voice with all 17 of our listeners. Can I get a fact check on that?
19,
huge.
All right, I think that's it for this week. Again, thank you all for listening. This is Noah. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. We're going to close out with some Leonard Cohen, and we'll see you all next week. All right. Bye.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them." But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will